So welcome back to this guided meditation. Just a few things to announce before we get into the meditation. So the first is something I've already mentioned, just a reminder that after this session, I'm going to transfer the host over to Claire, and Michael is going to kind of lead a impromptu Sangha gathering where I would really encourage everyone to participate if you want to, and you can just join it, stay online on this. I won't close the meeting. I'll transfer the host over. I'll be gone, but you get the idea. This is why we put Claire in charge of these things, not me. And you can share and participate in that if you want to, and really just listening to the challenges that everyone else has had and the breakthroughs maybe also is helpful to really help you get the most out of this retreat. And there's a family feeling, a close. We've all been through so much together this weekend. We've come so far. And sharing that with each other is just the perfect way to kind of really cement that and take what you've seen into it. So that's immediately after this. So there's a 90-minute break. So if you want to participate some of that, all of that, it's absolutely fine. And then we were brainstorming, and we've come up with this wonderful idea. Well, Michael did, can't take credit for that, of having an after retreat get together online, and where we can all get together again when little time has passed after the retreat and discuss our experiences, our challenges, all of that. So that will be, you'll get an email for this to remind you, but I'm just saying now, so you can put it in your calendar if you want to. If you can't make it, we'll try to record it, but it will be December the 17th at 3 p.m. UK time. That's December 17th, 3 p.m. UK time. So it is 2:30 p.m. here now. So if that gives you a guide, and it will just be we'll maybe get online, we could do a little guided meditation, 15-20 minutes, we can chat and discuss, and we can be a space for anyone that's struggling since the retreat. Great place to kind of share what's happened to you since the retreat, what the insights and epiphanies that you had as they have kept unfolding over the time. Maybe you might want to keep a record, a journal, if you journal, of what has unfolded since the retreat. It might be nice to share some of that. Again, totally optional, but we are going to get together, and we're going to make this a regular thing after retreat. So I'm kind of excited. It's such a good, it can be a beautiful time where we all come together in unconditional love for each other. And then going back into our sort of normal everyday lives can be sometimes quite difficult. So it's nice to come together like this. And during the break as well, after this, I'd encourage you to swap phone numbers with each other if you want to, email addresses, get on WhatsApp with each other, and just really help each other assimilate what you've found, what you've seen here. Most of all, stronger and more important than any insights and epiphanies, which are obviously great, it's the love. It's the unconditional love that we experience in a group like this for each other. It's so extraordinarily powerful. So we'll send an email out about the get together after retreat. So don't worry about remembering that now. It's also on the recording as well, just in case you want to go back and look at that. While I'm saying all of this, I'd also like to take a moment to say thank you so much to Claire for giving up her time to upload these beautiful videos and audios of us all together so that we can watch them again as we go. Thank you, Claire. I'd be lost without you. So let's settle into our guided meditation. As always, we can sit however feels comfortable. There's no particular position that is more spiritual than others. It's great if we can sit in a lotus posture, but for me, that's very distracting because after about 10 seconds, I can't feel my legs. Another 10 seconds, I'm in a lot of physical pain. So it's really not necessary to be able to do that. Just however you're comfortable. And let's start by just taking a few nice deep breaths as we have before. Again, making sure Our belly is moving, our diaphragm is moving out as we breathe in, and then in as we exhale. Not forcing anything. We're not taking an extra amount of air than we normally would. We're just breathing on purpose, consciously. It's relaxing to the body when we allow our whole body to breathe, our diaphragm to come and go like a bellows, drawing air in. And just a tiny, tiny pause before you get to the, after the end of the inhale, a little pause, could just be a second. Just giving your body time to take in that oxygen and to transfer the carbon dioxide into the lungs so it can be released, helping your body. And exhale one more time. And let's just take a moment to celebrate the fact that we're here together. We have this beautiful group, that our presence combined is powerful and is changing things, as we said earlier today. So eyes open or closed, whatever you prefer. Some people find it distracting with eyes open. Some people like it better. We're just going to be that presence for this next 20, 25 minutes here. So what that means is we're just going to periodically, I'll just remind you, you can remind yourself, you are already that loving presence, and that all that's happening here is that whatever needs to be seen, felt, experienced is being seen, felt, or experienced by you, this loving presence. Don't have to do anything with it, just remembering, a beautiful remembrance. I am the presence. But just being that loving presence in which our body and mind are doing whatever they're doing. I am that presence, that sentience, consciousness, awareness. I am existence itself. You are that in which space and time happen. And from time to time, we'll go back to thoughts about our life as a separate being, and let's simply come back when we notice to the fact that you are this presence of love. You are divinity personified. You are already that. You don't need to become it, or even embody it. It is already unfolding for you. You are the loving presence. You have lovingly created this mind, this body, to experience the world, to experience yourself. To be with these emotions, these thoughts. There's nothing to transcend for you. Just the remembrance of who you really are already. And there's nothing to achieve or give back. They're simply phenomena coming and going inside you. These bodies and minds are coming and going inside you. There is only you, the presence of love. There is only this that is. Formless divinity taking shape as a human being. We're simply remembering the truth of our being. There is no opposite to this presence. Your very existence is a divine act of worship and reverence. Your presence makes everything sacred, brings everything back to wholeness. Your existence and your purpose are one and the same. To be this love. You are already everything you need to be. You are complete, whole, perfect. All imperfections are simply imagination only. just remembering who you really are. You are this divine presence. Simply remembering here together. One presence expressing itself an infinite number of ways. Each one beautiful, each one unique, each one perfect. This loving presence in which exists no idea of imperfection. Where that word does not make any sense. There is only love here. There is only presence. There is only truth. You have nothing to prove to anyone or yourself. You are your own validation. You are your own celebration. Your body, your mind is made out of love. Simply coming to see ourselves as this presence sees us. You are the home in which the journey seems to happen. You are the beginning, the journey, and the destination. Resting now as this presence of love. So in a few moments, we'll be bringing this meditation to a close. But let's go into this break as always, as this loving presence. Let's remind each other, let's help each other, let's be this together. And let's be this consciously, because we already are it. Thank you. Namaste.